It's 8 o'clock, and this is Chaim Brabender. We're going to learn a little bit of the parasha. I wanted to mention that this shiur is dedicated in loving memory of Marshal Jaffe, Moshe Mordechai Ben Natan Zal, at his recent passing. Marshall was a brilliant professor of statistics, from whom I have to say that I learned a little bit, not much. It was like a little too difficult for me, but he was really remarkable. We mourn his passing. Sometimes, you learn something, you learn Rashi, one Rashi, and it changes your vision of everything that you've thought about. And I think that's what we ought to try to do today. One Rashi, and that one Rashi is going to straighten out the story. There'll be a new story today because of Rashi. So I just want to remind you that the first pasuk in the parasha of Bo, Vayomer Hashem el, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro, come to Paro. And we all know that the people ask the question, why Bo el Paro and why not Lech el Paro? And we know that in Perek Zayin, pasuk Tetvav. Here you have in the sheet, Perek Yudalet and Perek Tesvav, Yom HaShem Moshe, Kaved Lev Paro. What does that mean, Kaved Lev Paro? Rashi tries to explain it, but it means, if I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the situation. So it's perfectly reasonable to say, Kaved Lev Paro, there's some unknown element that is hardening his heart. It could be God, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk. Kaved Lev Paro me'ein. Me'ein means he is not willing l'shalach ha'am to send them out. He's not willing. That's what God says. That's what God says. And then the next pasuk tedvav, lechel paro baboker. Go to Paro in the morning. Hinei yotzei hamayma. He's going out for a swim in the morning. Vinitzavta likrato. You stand before him al sfat hayaor, on the edge, on the banks of the river. And remember that staff that you threw down and turned into a snake? And then kach bi'adecha, why kach bi'adecha? That was not such a successful event because the Chartumim, the magicians of Mitzrayim, were able to do the same thing. Why would God say to Moshe Rabbeinu, take the mateh? It's not going to scare Paro. Paro has already might have confronted the Mateh and defeated it. Rashi says, "V'hinei yotzei hamayma." You see that, Rashi? Let me get it. Everything. Rashi says, "V'hinei yotzei hamayma." You see that? That beginning of the Rashi there, it says, Linikavav, he goes out to urinate. Shaya ose atzmo Eloah. He made himself into a god. How so? Omer sheino tzirich linikavav. He doesn't have to go. He only urinated and moved his bowels in secret, in private, with nobody else around. He gets up in the morning, very early in the morning, and he goes to do these things in the Nile. That's where he relieves himself. Does Rashi have to say that? Does Rashi have to explain to me how important it was for Paro to be considered a god? I mean, is that something that makes a difference? I mean, he may consider himself anything. I mean, he's in the hands of God, isn't he? I think. Okay, so this is the background. I mean, I admit that we read a Rashi, but that's not the Rashi that I was referring to. The Rashi that I referred to is the Rashi on Perek Yud Pasuk Yud. That's the Rashi that we are going to try to understand. Vayomer, the pasuk says, Vayomer Aleihem. This is at the beginning of the parasha Bo. The makkah that we're talking about is arbeh, locusts. Vayomer Aleihem, Yichen Hashem imachem. Yichen Hashem imachem. God will be with you. It's like sarcastic. Sarcastic. Yichen imachem. Yeshem imachem, kasher shalach etchem etapchem. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, "We're all going. Nareinu, zkeinenu, the young people, the old people, the children, they're all going." So Paro says, "What are you kidding? Certainly not going to do that. Not going to do that. I mean, that's Paro thinking on his own. He's not conveyed. He's not like bearing the weight of the divine direction. He's not bearing that weight." And then the pasuk says, "Ra'u, ira'a neged p'nei heaven," which means, "Behold, there is something ra'a is bad, neged p'nei chem. It's against your face, something is against your face, ra'a neged p'neichem." But Rashi says, "Ka'asher ashalach etchem ve'etapchem," why did Paro say? Why couldn't Paro just say, "I'm not going to send them"? Kasher shalach etchem v'etapchem, but I'll send you and your young ones. So Rashi says, kasher shalach etchem v'etapchem. You see the Rashi on the sheet here, on the sheet. Rashi, af ki ashalach gam et atzon v'et abakar kasher amartem. Afki, even though I will also send the tzon, the smaller animals, and the bakar, the larger animals, kasher amartem, kasher shalach etchem v'etapchem. I'm not sure exactly what Paro is talking about. Kasher shalach etchem v'etapchem, Rashi says, gam et atzon v'et abakar, kasher amartem. Af ki, meaning I'm not going to send. I'm not going to send you. I'm not going to send your young ones. I'm not going to send the sheep and the cattle. I'm not going to send any of that. You said you want them all to go. I say none of them are going to go. Okay, good. I mean, where does Paro get the strength from? Where does he get the power of persona to go after so many makot and facing more makot, to have the strength to face off against Moshe Rabbeinu? We'll find out. The next part of Rashi says, "Re'u ki ra'a neged p'neichem." Re'u ki ra'a neged p'neichem. Behold, ra'a is facing you. Ra'a's face you, it doesn't really make any sense. Rashi says, kitargumo. And you have to remember that Rashi had a very high opinion of Targum Onkelos. A very high opinion, and he quotes him often when there is a direct and obvious kind of translation of whatever it says in the Pasuk. The Onkelos was the ultimate translator, according to Rashi. He translated the Torah into Aramaic, and very few midrashic translations were included, unlike the other translations. One is called Targum Yonatan, and the other was called Targum Yerushalmi. I mean, really, it may be there only one Targum, and it shouldn't be called Targum Yonatan. That's the Targum on there. But you know, if you have a Mikraot Gedolot in your mind, and you open it up and you look at it, you see in the top, like next to the Chumash, is Unkelos, and on the facing page, you'll have the other Targumim. The Targumim in Aramaic, but of course Rashi is fixed on Targum Unkelos. Here Rashi says Kitagumo, and then he says the next words are Umedrash Agadasha Manu Shamati. There's a Medrash, a kind of expository idea, which I heard from someplace. I'm not telling you where I heard it from, but I heard it. So Rashi kind of, it leaves out the exact words of Unkelos, as he tells what Unkelos said. Okay, I understand. I have to go back to Unkelos myself because I'm a good student and I want to be with it with Rashi. But Rashi, in fact, did not tell me what Unkelos said. So let's look. Right, here's Unkelos under the pasuk. So we can kind of look at both together. See, the Hebrew says, Vayomer Elohim, Aramaic, Amar Lahon. He said to them, Yehi chen Hashem imachem, Yehi ke'an, Meimrod Hashem b'sa'adchon. The word of God, Meimrod Hashem, Unkelos doesn't like anthropomorphisms, generally speaking. It's like an argument about that, the Rambam, you know, it's like something to learn about. The word of God will help you out, imachem, with you, right? Kein Hashem imachem, not God, but the word of God, b'sa'adchon, will be supportive of you, kadashlach yadchon. When I send you Kasher Ashalach Etchem Veyat Tapelchon, and your children, right, Vetapchem, then Chazu means see, Re'u, Ki Ra'a Benegedeget Benechem, the Hebrew, Chazu, Ari Bisho Aton Tzvirin, you think you're going to do a bad thing. Ra'a. So the word Ra'a somehow relates to Bnei Yisrael. Atun svirin lemerach le kevil aple abeichem le estachora. And you'll do that. It's not perfectly clear. Ra'u ki Ra'a atun svirin lemerbad, which you will do in the future, late kavil apechem, late, there is not before your face, le'istachara, it will turn around against you. So that the word ra'ah, according to Unkelos, means, are bisha atan svirin le'me'ebat. The bad thing that you are about to do. You have to understand that this is a very rare occurrence for Unkelos. In other words, Unkelos is telling us that if you translated the word literally, you just wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it. Ra'a deged p'neichem. So you have to do something to make this phrase make sense. So what he's saying is that the evil that you're going to do, Unkelos says, the evil that you're going to do turns back against you and you're going to suffer from it. So now if you want to know what Unkelos actually said, we can look in the Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Ketargumo, you see the Rashi? Rashi says Kitagumo, and Rashi means, you want to know what the pasuk means? Look in the Unkelos. But I am going to help you out. Medrash Agadah Shamati. Medrash Agadah, an agadic piece of material. Now you should know Agadah, when Rashi says Agadah, it's not truth that is the issue. The Agadah could be just as true as the Pshat. Truth is a dependent truth, and the truth and interpretation just depends on who you depend. So Rashi depends on Unkelos, and further Rashi depends on Medrash Agadah Shamati. Now listen to what the Medrash Agadah said. There is a star in the heavens whose name is Ra'ah. Ra'ah. Amar lahem Paro. So Paro is speaking to Moshe and Aaron. Amar lahem Paro. Ro'eh ani b'tzdagninu tzli. So Rashi says that Paro was able to divine the future. He was able to know what other people didn't know. He had itztagninut, of magicians. Sheli, I see with my magicians. Oto kochav ole likratchem. That this star that's called the star that's called Ra'ah, bad, evil, is going up likratchem to attack you, Bamidbar. Vehu siman dam v'harega, and it is represented by blood and murder. Ukishechatu Yisrael ba'egel. So what does this mean? What does this story mean about Ra'ah and blood and murder? So Rashi says, starting here, Kishechatu Yisrael ba'egel. When Bnei Yisrael built the golden calf, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehargam, God decided to do them in, to kill them. Amar Moshe b'tfilato, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened, right, in Parashat Ki Tisa, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yud Bet, and he said, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemo, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim. You know, if you kill the Jewish people, you know what the Egyptians are going to say. Bira'ah Hotsuyam. He took them out of, Mitzrayim, Bira'ah, in order that Ra'ah should get them. Zohi she'amar lahem, and that's what he said to them. He, Paro, said to them, Re'u ki Ra'ah neged b'neichem. So Rashi says, what does that mean, Re'u ki Ra'ah neged b'neichem? Paro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want that you go. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't want to go. You say you want to take everybody with you, the old people, the young people, the animals, the children. No, you don't want to. Did you know what's going to happen to you? The people are going to be at Har Sinai receiving the Torah, and they're going to build the golden calf, they're going to do idolatrous worship, and because of that, they're going to be destroyed. I mean, I can't even imagine this conversation, or Rashi bringing us into this conversation. He says, it's not that Paro's heart was hardened. It was his heart wasn't hardened. He had a reason that he thought he would be able to get away with it. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, plagues. And Paro said, but it's not worth it. You're in a better position here in Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says. I mean, he says it in the manner of a story or a medrash, but that's what he says. Zohi. That's what Paro said. He didn't say, I don't want to let you out. He said, you don't want me to let you out. you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't want me to let the people out because they're on their way. They're on their way to total destruction. Pharaoh was right. They were on the way to total destruction. They were on the way to canceling Yitziyat Mitzrayim. Because the people, and there are many indications of this, the people were not ready. They weren't aware. They weren't going to become the people. It's too early. And we spoke several times about the fact that it was only 210 years and not 400 years. And as a result, the people of Israel were not ready for Yitziyat Mitzrayim, for Matan Torah. It was an unbelievable burden to rise up on the scale of spirituality and to act in a way that no other nation in the world ever acted. And so, miyad, immediately, after Paro said that, right? The parash of Kitisa, it says, Vayinachem Hashem al ra'a. God decided not to let Ra'a kill the people. Vafachet Adam. And there was Dam. I mean, what about the Dam? L'dam milah, that became the blood of the circumcised children. Shemal Yoshua Otam. Like certain things had to be. So that had to be. So it turns out that the mercy that God expressed towards Bnei Yisrael by allowing them to continue their sojourn in history on the assumption that somehow it would be worth it, that was due to Paro in the story that Rashi tells. It was Paro who gave us life, because Paro said, you're going to die, miyad, Rashi says. Vayinachem Hashem al ra'ah. God found a way to console himself, to change the ra'ah, to change the punishment. Vafachet Adam ledam milah. And the blood became the blood of circumcision. Shemal Yoshua otam. Vizeshen emar, and that's the pasuk in Yoshua. Hayom galoti et cherpat Mitzrayim me'alechem. Today. What do you mean today? Talking about Yoshua. Hayom galoti et cherpat Mitzrayim me'alechem. Why today? Because it was the Dam Milo that saved them from the Dam which they owed Ra'ah. Shayu omrim lechem Dam anu ro'im alechem ba'midbar. Shayu omrim lachem. Right, the people would say, "Dam anaroim alechem." There's some kind of blood that has to be given up to the midbar. So I think that the presentation in the Torah is correct. I think the presentation in the Torah is correct. That is to say, what's correct? There are times that Moshe Rabbeinu lechel Paro. He went to Paro, and he wanted to indicate to Paro that his strength, the strength that Paro had, was not nearly the strength that Moshe Rabbeinu represented. That's lechel Paro. But bo el Paro, our parasha, it's a parasha when Paro was almost able to deny Yitziyat Mitzrayim. Almost. At least that's the way Rashi wants us to see it. Almost able. And so once we learn the Rashi, then we understand what Unculus is talking about. So that the point is that when Rashi said, Kitargumo, right, just go look at the Targum, and then he says, Midrash Agadah Shamati. In this case, the Midrash Agadah Shamati is the explanation for Unculus. And Unculus, you know, is a Tana, a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he carries great weight. And so amongst the conversations that took place about Yitziyat Mitzrayim, one of the questions was, well, why did it take so long? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu insist on Makkah after Makkah? And every Makkah implied a kind of salvation for the Jewish people. The Egyptians were punished. The Jews were kind of just frightened, standing back. Because there was a lot of unclarity that had to be clarified, not only from the side of the Egyptians. Okay, the Egyptians, they had to come to grips with the fact that they were losing their power, not their power in Mitzrayim, but their power in the world, which was bequeathed to them by Yosef. Yosef set Mitzrayim up as a center for feeding the entire world. I mean, you can't imagine that if you're in charge of feeding the entire world, that there are weaknesses that are implied. No, no. They had that strength. And Bnei Yisrael were always worried that they weren't good enough, that they weren't going to be able to achieve what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to achieve. Paro apparently caught on to that, and he was hoping always that the Jewish people would not be able to live up to the standard, not be able to live up to the standard. Okay, that's the Rashi for today. Have a good Shabbos, all the best.